This is Messi in Love with the Girl, written by Ephemera, read by Mistborn Hero. This is a Star Wars fanfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Boba Fett and Leia Organa, with the additional tags of canon divergence, first kiss, pre A New Hope, post Return of the Jedi. Summary: Boba Fett doesn't contract for the Empire, and instead does the occasional job for the nascent rebellion. But it is just business, and has nothing to do with one particular rebel princess. Coruscant. 1 year before the Battle of Yavin. Boba wove his way through the most spiced out patrons of the not yet crowded dance club he found himself in. He was never happy to be in Coruscant, even in the lower levels, though the generic looking helmet and partial body armor he had temporarily donned in place of his father's Beskar gum at least meant he didn't stand out much. All he had to do was blend in and wait for his target to arrive. With that in mind, he started to move towards the edge of the room, where he heard a cultured voice protest sharply. "I told you, I am not interested, leave me alone." Despite her upper-class accent, the person he identified as the speaker was dressed in cheap party clothes, and appeared to be unaccompanied. She was also young. Boba guessed 19, 20 at most, and yet there was a quiet maturity in the way she held herself. She didn't seem scared or even worried, though the unwanted admirer standing at her elbow seemed to be too high out of his mind to be much of a threat. Still, as he approached, he made sure to direct his attention solely on the young woman.
"Mom, I made the drop, like you asked,"
he said, playing up the conquered down inflection he had inherited from Jango.
"You have any further orders?"
The woman managed to hide her surprise and school her features remarkably fast. Not that the harasser was over enough to pick up on anything that would be off. That was a little surprising. "That's... no," she said. "You can stay here." He resisted the urge to turn his attention towards the retreating interloper when he heard a sharp intake of breath and feet shuffling away. "I don't know who you are, but I could have handled him myself."
"I never said you couldn't,"
Boba said as he started to turn away. "Wait." He stopped.
"Yes?"
"Thanks for that, though I'm not sure I appreciate you making me out to be some sort of drug lord." There was wry amusement in her voice, and a warmth in her dark brown eyes that he hadn't been close enough to notice before. He was suddenly hit with a strong feeling that there was much more to her than met the eye.
"I was thinking more along the lines of an arms dealer,"
she snorted. "Oh well, that is much better."
"I thought so, yeah,"
he said, ignoring the sarcasm. "Who the hell are you, anyway?" Before he could decide how to respond, he caught a glimpse of the Rodian he had been tracking on the other side of the large room.
"Whatever you're up to, be careful."
Because she was up to something, that he was sure of. Not that he cared what happened to one mysterious socialite slumming it in the Undercity. "Hey, wait," she said. But he was already walking away. Somewhere in the Outer Rim, 2 years after the Battle of Yavin. Bova frowned. The contact he was supposed to be meeting was late. He was already unsure about dealing with the so-called Rebel Alliance, which he couldn't help but still see as a patched-together mess of an organization despite the solid victory they had scored against the Empire when they had somehow managed to obliterate its planet-destroying superweapon. It was impressive, no doubt about that, but it hardly meant they had succeeded in the end. The Rim outpost he found himself on was typical of the region, basically lawless, deeply unpleasant, and entirely the type of place where he fit in without question. That didn't mean he particularly cared to stick around without a good reason, however. "Oh," said someone behind him. He turned to look, and it was her. The girl from Coruscant who he had occasionally thought about over the years, and this time he also knew who she was. Leia Organa, princess of the decimated world Alderaan. "They did tell me to expect a Mandalorian, but I didn't know if they were serious or not. It seems they were." Of course. He was wearing his own armor this time, and his face was even more hidden than when they had met the first time.
"What else did they tell you?"
He hoped he sounded calm and collected, but for the first time in years, he wouldn't have bet on it. She frowned at him. "That you're only in this for yourself, and otherwise don't care what crimes the Empire commits." That wasn't entirely the case, but he had no intention of giving her the satisfaction of an argument.
"I was told you had a bounty for me. Is that true, or should I leave?"
She sighed, and then pulled a puck out of her pocket. "Here is all the info we could get on him, and remember, he is to be brought unharmed."
"Right, whatever,"
he said, as he took the item and started to move away. He would be lying if he said that a part of him wasn't disappointed that the strange young woman from Coruscant now had an identity, and a supremely irritating one at that. "You know, I liked the attitude you had last time a lot better." He didn't respond, but he did have to hide a smile behind his helmet. Endor, 4 years after the Battle of Yavin. The sounds of celebration were all around him, echoing through the future. The flickering lights of the many bonfires also helped with the overall jubilant atmosphere. Bova looked down at his helmet that he held in his hands. He knew he should be getting on his way. He didn't belong among the celebrating rebels and their allies. None of this was for him. He may have participated in the end of the Empire, but both he and the rebel leaders understood that Bova Fett wasn't a true believer. "So you did stick around. I wasn't sure." In the flickering light of a nearby fire, Leia Organa looked otherworldly and utterly stunning. Though, admittedly, he had thought she looked overwhelmingly beautiful from the very first time he had seen her, and every time after, regardless if she was dressed as a mechanic, or a pirate, or even, on one memorable occasion, a fellow bounty hunter. "I was just about to leave." But he found himself walking towards her just the same. "There's no reason you have to run off straight away."
"Sure is," he countered. "Have you tried the food here?"
She laughed. He thought it was the first time he had heard her genuinely laugh out of happiness. Happiness that they had won the war, he reminded himself. Her joy had nothing to do with him. Still, he felt a strange prickling sensation in his chest. Adrenaline, he told himself. That's all it was. But then she was edging closer to him. I think this is the longest we've been alone together, without getting interrupted by imps, or pirates, or whoever since that first time in Coruscant. Bova opened his mouth to reply, and then shut it when he realized what she had said.
You knew.
Leia just smiled. You have to admit that your accent is fairly recognizable. He wasn't sure what to say, but didn't end up having to speak when she took a step nearer and closed what little gap remained between them. Kiss me, she said. So he did. The end. This has been recorded for Rena Jenkins for ITPES A Treat. I started reading Bova Leia fanfics, thinking, hey, people are shipping Vin and Luke a lot. Maybe to, like, double up, we could have Leia and Bova, because that's fun. Mandalorians are very fun to ship people with, and I thought Leia would be a fun combination with Boba. And then I went into the tag, and there it was, a podfic by you. I hope you enjoyed. It was hard to find one fic that was, like, in the shorter range of words that you hadn't podficed, and that I also liked. So, I hope you like this one, even if you haven't perfected it yourself. And thank you for listening.